This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The president talked last night about, well, he talked about a lot of things, but he talked a good deal about the economic importance of education and infrastructure, which does seem kind of obvious. What is not so obvious, though, is how to pay for them when government spending is looking at huge cuts. Commentator Robert Reich says the trick is to treat public investments differently.
No rational family would borrow to pay for a vacation, but not borrow to send a kid to college. And no rational business would borrow to pay current salaries, but not take out a loan to buy crucial new machinery. Yet that's in effect what our government does, because it doesn't distinguish between current spending and public investment, investment needed to ensure future economic growth. A rational federal budget would allow additional borrowing for public investments whenever the expected return on those investments is higher than the cost of the borrowing. And it wouldn't borrow a penny if the return on the investment is less than the borrowing costs. Studies show for every dollar we invest in infrastructure, we can expect a return of nearly $2 in economic gains. Of course, we need to make sure these investments are smart. No bridges to nowhere. Still, no one can argue that much of our infrastructure is badly outdated. Investing in early childhood education gives us an even bigger bang, a return on investment of between 10 and 16%. A better educated workforce means greater productivity. Capital markets are now global. Money sloshes across borders in search of the highest return anywhere. The only way to ensure private investors continue to invest in America and support the high living standards we want is for Americans to be highly productive. This requires public investments, which is why we need a public investment budget, separate from a current spending budget, one that can't fall victim to partisan bickering and will allow us to keep borrowing when the return on public investment and the public good justifies it.
Robert Reich is a professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Beyond Outrage.